fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our third hour on Friday, the 19th day of February. The prep tip of the day, get yourself merino wool socks. You'll be glad you did. I wear mine when it's 0 degrees. I wear mine when it's 100 degrees. My feet stay comfortable all year long. We have a patient waiting in green with my friend, Dr. Lynn Wilbert. Dr. Wilbert's my personal physician. He was my wife's very dear friend. And we're going to be talking about health-related matters. Good morning, doctor.
Greetings, John Moore. It's such a privilege to be here.
Well, it's a privilege to have you, sir.
Yes.
We have some very bizarre weather concerning what we've had the last week. Well, I'm telling people, doctor, that an 18-year-old high school senior has not seen winter like this since they were in the second grade. And we've had about 10 very mild winters here in our part of the country. And, of course, the whole Midwest is in a deep freeze right now. How does this impact people's health, sir?
Well, it has a great impact on people's health, John, because I mentioned earlier, and we'll get back around to it in subsequent conversations, that there are stressors that you really can't avoid, but you can make choices in those areas. And one of them is extreme heat and cold. Hans Selye is the physician, late 1800s, early 1900s, and they still study his work today. Malnutrition is one of them. Pregnancy, which we don't have to deal with. We only support team when that happens. Falls, trauma, physical trauma. But of all the things on that list, the only one that falls out of the psychosomatic category is falls. It's running into things that are harder than your body, jumping off of 30-foot buildings, which I had the experience. And I don't necessarily want to do that again.
Right.
Everything else is psychosomatic. Well, what do you mean by that, Dr. Wilbur? I mean that you use your mind to make choices in how you live your life. if you run around with a strong emotion, it's one of the stressors, and you get upset for no reason because of the political pandemic. Remember December 19th? I made the statement that, John, I really think this is geopolitical. I don't know which way it's going, but it's geopolitical. And it turns out here we are, February 2021, and it hasn't gotten any better. See, it's written somewhere in many books, there's nothing new under the sun. Nothing new under the sun. It may come in different forms and fashions and shapes. There's nothing different. And so the COVID and all of its variants is basically a cold virus. Have they found a cure for the common cold yet? Nope. They won't. They won't. A cold is a cleansing. And a cleansing means that you have to cleanse the internal environment in order to save your heart. Period. Now, prior to this quote-unquote pandemic, we had panic and pandemonium with another pandemic. They hadn't really dealt with it. It's called carrying more body mass than what you're supposed to. Your BMI is supposed to be 160, and you're carrying 260. So what does that do to your systems, your heart, your lungs, your circulatory system? This is a system. And the last time I was out and about, they said 3 out of 5. It's 4 out of 5. You get 6 or 7, it's 5 out of 7. But why would you consume more than you use? Well, one is you use your mind to choose things that are not beneficial for you. You use your mind to choose to consume things that alter your state of alkalinity. See, if you have excess acid, you have excess itis, and therefore you're going to gain calories that you're not using. And the common comeback to that is, well, I'm too tired to exercise. Well, you weren't too tired to lay on the couch and eat 5 bags of Lay's potato chips, which has no nutritional value, even though they're making a lot of money on it. We're alkaline by design, acid by function. My Clayton office, you remember it very well, it's one of my favorite places. I came out of the door one day, and I'm getting ready to leave, and I look across the street, across the alley, and there's my biochemistry teacher, Professor Gutweiler. I'm going, no, that's not Professor Gutweiler. Yes, it is. He looks the same as he did in 80, when did I take that class? In 80, 85, 86, trimester 2. I had to stay up all night to pass that class. I had to make an A, no less than an A minus, in order to get a C plus. Did I stay up all night? Sure, you can do what you got to do to get it done. And I approached him one day. I said, you know, Professor Gutweiler, you remember me? Of course I do. I'm the only black person in the class. No, he didn't say that. I didn't say that. But I knew he remembered me because I spent a lot of time talking with him. And just a brilliant scientist. I said, you know, out of all these years, I've learned that we live and die at the cell level. And he says, that's correct. I said, well, how come we didn't get this? Why didn't we get this in trimester 2 when we were studying biochemistry? He says, I had to make it difficult. I had to make it fun, as you wouldn't have taken it seriously. And I just looked at him. He says, yes, you're absolutely right. You are as healthy, you are as healthy as your most acidic cell. And so any condition you think you have is excess acid. Excess acid equals itis. Itis long enough equals infection. Infection long enough equals advanced infection. Advanced infection in a stagnant pool of water, everything grows. And you hang on and you hold on until your heart say, well, you guys can't support me, so I'll see you later. If the heart checks out, everything does too. See, our Creator did not create junk. I heard somebody say, God didn't make no junk. That'd be absolutely true. He didn't create humans in order for them to die. That was a minding process. We can go all the way back, depending on what you believe. It's a minding process. You use your mind not to get upset, not to do emotional things that you have no control over, zero. But you have control over the acid residue that comes from hate and fear, which is what we have right now, anxiety. Those are things that humans weren't supposed to experience. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if somebody lasso you and drag you off the road, or if you choose to go off the road by yourself. The perfect response is going to be acid equal itis, itis equal advanced infection. And in my mind, advanced infection is cancer. For everyone has cancer cells. Everyone every day has cancer cells. It's just that our immune systems can squelch the cancer cells. So therefore, they don't proliferate. However, if they don't respond to the immune system, then they tend to grow out of control. And then your system say, hey, we can't have this. Next thing you know, it'll spread all over the place. So they send a fibrous connective tissue bag to encapsulate the renegade cells. We call that a tumor. We call that a tumor. But it doesn't get a chance to spread as rapidly as it would have if it didn't do that. And the medical profession never, ever addresses the cause of the condition. Medical doctors, most of them, they're like a mechanic that you go into every other month. You better find another mechanic. Don't mean you don't use a mechanic, because I don't do my own mechanical work, so you got to find a great mechanic to pinpoint the cause of the problem. Let's just say, for instance, you have a 10%, 15% drop in gas mileage, and you don't feel like dealing with it. You take it to mechanic Joe. Joe, I want you to check this out. There's 100 different things that's in that system that can be the cause of gas decrease mileage. It could be simply as tightening your gas cap another 10 or 20 times. After it locks in, keep turning it for another 10, 20 times. Or it could be an O2 sensor. It could be an O2 sensor. It could be a fuel pump in the fuel tank. It could be injectors. So if you don't get to the cause of the problem, you will never fix the problem. You can't fix enough effects in an effort to fix the cause. You can't find the cause, you're not going to fix it. And I learned this in my engineering training. Every part of an airplane has to be perfect. It has to be perfect in alignment, has to be perfect in function. You don't see any part of an airplane that's off center. I mean, it just doesn't happen. As planes would be falling out the sky more often than not. How do you fix the cause? You find it. They rarely do find it. Most medical doctors, you go in and you get checked out, first thing they do is draw blood. Blood is the last place that your body tells you that something has gone chemically awry. The last place. And that's the first place they look, so they're off on the wrong track right away. Oh, you got this, or you don't have this. Blood is merely a reflection of where you are at this particular time. This is your body saying, this is where I am, but this is not the cause. And then they say, well, J. Armore, we didn't find anything. Well, Doc, I've been here 6 days. I got this giant bill. You didn't find anything? I feel like crap. Well, come back in 6 months. We'll check you again. Well, in that six-month period, you did nothing to change your mindset. You did nothing to change your lifestyle. You did nothing to change the food intake. You just continued with your normal lifestyle. So more of creating acid is going to give you more of what you came in with. Come back 6 months later. Oh, yes, you got this. You got this. You got this. You had it when you first came in. It's just that blood does not tell you the cause. It tells you where you are at that moment. And then you go back in and say, since you have this, we'll prescribe this medication. Well, I happen to believe that all medication, I say all, it's a rare category. All medication creates side effects. No, scratch that. All medication creates direct effects. If you drink H2SO4, hydrosulfuric acid, there's no doubt that you're going to die in a moment. There's no maybe. You ingest that poison, and you will die. You take any medication, and you're going to have to deal with that, which detracts you from getting on to healing. And so what if you buy the medical doctor's program, which, you know, there's people that do that. Medicine has never, ever, ever cured anything. It allows you to cope with not only what you had, but what you added to what you had. And nobody ever asked this question. Well, Doc, you know, when I first came to you, I didn't need anything. Well, that would be true. Why do I need it now? Oh, who asked that question? Very few people. Why do I need to take drugs when I made drugs before I had to take them? Well, Logic 101 says you stop making the life-saving longevity drugs.
Hold that thought, doctor. Like, we got a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday. It is Friday, the 19th of February. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. The best discount possible is at my website on EMP Shield. Devices $50 off, so get it now while you can. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Wilbert. Doctor, we got a caller on hold here. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning again, John. Good morning, Dr. Wilbert. I'm listening. What you're saying about hyperacidification and how it leads to itis, I'm guessing your audience already knows that itis, of course, means inflammation, and then inflammation leads to infection, and that, you know, it works both ways. But the interesting thing here is I rarely hear mentioned, and people are, you know, learning things about health issues and that sort of thing, but our bodies have an innate mechanism for moderating acidity and alkalinity called the carbonic acid sodium bicarbonate buffering system, which you almost never hear this talked about.
And
when it's but when that is overwhelmed, the thing is worse. So like that can help keep things in balance within reason, but when our diets are throwing things so far out of kilter, it's not able to compensate, so it's not able to keep our pH correct. But and then we go in at insult to injury. And I'm not a big fan of these ketogenic diets, you know, because based on the principle, that's one thing. I've had seizure patients who, for whom, you know, they use ketogenic diets to create, you know, an acidic state to help prevent the seizures. And the ketogenic diet for seizure disorders can be very effective. But the way people are using, the keto diets for weight loss and stuff, it's just not like a good idea. When you metabolize protein and fat in the absence of carbohydrate, you're not producing as much ATP. You're producing ketone bodies, and then that's how you get the ketoacidosis. And
you
for
sound
people,
like you're a physician, Glenn.
No, I'm a nurse.
Physician?
No, I'm a nurse.
Hey.
Nurse, I've had that.
Nurses help doctors save their butts. Go ahead.
Yeah, we.
Well, they do. They do. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's very frustrating. I've had seizure patients who were very well controlled on keto diets, okay. But that's a specific circumstance. But I'm just, you know, we're in general, I guess we'd have to say most Americans are pretty badly acidic, wouldn't you say?
Yes, we've been duped.
Our diet
to go for the fast fix, and you change the body's internal environment in order to get a fast fix, but it's not getting you any closer to being well.
Leaky gut syndrome is a huge thing. I think. Are you familiar at all with do you have a standard protocol that you follow for patients with leaky gut syndrome?
No, everyone's different, but I can tell you the more vegetables you eat, the faster your system can digest the vegetables. So I would start them off with broccoli for breakfast, eliminate meat, and eliminate the carbohydrates for the time being, even though it would help if we had them. But just put them on a plain vegetable diet, not plain, because there's all kinds of ways that you can cook to make vegetables outstanding. My son is an executive chef, and so you go that route for 30 days, and the body's going, ooh, this is alkaline food, which is what I need. Alkalinity is how we are designed, and we are perfect stimulus response organisms. What I mean by that, if you cut yourself, let's not do that, but if you happen to, I'm sure most of us have done it, you cut yourself, stop the bleeding, put an antibiotic ointment on it, cover it up, and you give no thought to the fixing of it. That's how your body works. It will do whatever it takes to remedy life-threatening situations. And when you have a life-threatening situation created by emotions, created by minding, created by fear, anxiety, hate, those are things that humans weren't supposed to experience.
Too much cortisol. I don't know where you stand on the issue of adrenal exhaustion and cortisol levels.
Yes, absolutely. Well, that's what fires your adrenals, is that state of anxiety. I mean, just being anxious about, oh, what they're going to do about this pandemic. Ain't no such thing. You produce cortisol when your adrenals kick in, and cortisol is a fat attractor. It's a fat attractor.
Hold on, doctor. We had a break. Glenn, hold on.
Nice question, Glenn.
We'll
love it.
We'll be back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Friday, the 19th of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. A lot there at thelibertyman.com. It will educate you, inform you, make you happy, make you sad, make you angry. There's a lot there. The COVID-19 section has many articles and videos from scientists and doctors that will help you understand what's been going on the past 12 months. Also on our website, of course, Energy Cleaners. We're finally getting caught up on back orders of Energy Cleaners and mattress pads this coming week. You can place your order at my website. If you've got arthritis pain, if you've got sleep issues, you need an Energy Cleaner and a mattress pad to go with it. Toll-free our line for an Energy Cleaner and the mattress pads. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting Dr. Lynn Wilbert, and he and Glenn are having some discourse here. And, Doctor, I think it was you talking when we came to the break, sir.
Yes, I love the approach that Glenn takes. See, again, we are perfect stimulus response. So whatever the stimulus is, our body's going to respond perfectly. And I use the analogy, if you cut yourself, you don't oversee anything after covering up. You change the bandage every other day or so, and then you wait till the body breaches that emergency, that life-threatening emergency, And then, depends on how old you are, is how fast it'll heal. But you don't know whether you're going to send osteoblasts, osteoclasts, thermoclasts. What, how about megakaryocytes, the fighter? What, you don't think about that. But your body, your healing system, which is your subconscious is in charge of, will respond perfectly. I want people to get that. You're not sick. You're surviving. I read somewhere there'll come a time when each resident will say that they're not sick. I wholeheartedly believe that. Our Creator did not design humans to be sick at all. We created with the mindset and the consciousness that we keep most of the time. Now, the biggest bear, if a bear approached you, what do you do? Well, you have three choices. You can freeze, you can run, or you can fight. And you better make a decision pretty quickly. Otherwise, you'll be bear food. Well, the number one bear in any human's life. That's why babies are so happy. That's why all babies, plants, animals, and some people love me. Because I live in love, joy, peace, patience, self-control, kindness. Very few people act in kindness, a random act of kindness, not only to yourself, but to everyone else. We're all humans being humans. And so if we run off road with the number one bear in our life, it's called less than positive emotion, fear, anger, anxiety. That's the greatest threat to your life. Because, why? You weren't supposed to experience it. You weren't supposed to have those feelings. You choose them. Oh, he made me so angry. No, can't nobody make you do nothing. You use your subjective five senses to make a determination on their behavior. And so your perception was based on how you perceive their behavior. And by the way, by the time you get it, it's a little late because it's history. There's a lag time between what they said and did and what you perceived. Do you have to perceive it the same way they threw it at you? No. No, but we've been conditioned to react that way. We've been conditioned to immediately go to fight or flight, and we do it long time, often. Every time you encounter someone that contradicts what you think, how you feel, it's a threat to your life. What's that? I saw a movie, I don't remember the name of it, where Tom Cruise was defense attorney. Hey, you can't handle the truth. Yes, you can handle the truth. Truth is, these microorganisms, they're running around and they're saying, look at these dumb humans. We're masters at survival. There's no different strain. We just mutate and infiltrate someone else. Oh, I hope I don't get this. I hope I don't get that. Oh, really? I hope you don't think of a pink elephant with purple and green stripes. Guess what everyone just did? You thought of a pink elephant with purple and green stripes. Your brain don't hear don't. So the more you say you hope you don't, the more you open up the gateway to do. It doesn't hear don't. Oh, don't treat me that way. Too late. Too late. The brain is a didactyl organism. What you give it, your subconscious acts on it, and it doesn't ask any questions. It doesn't say, I don't know what you're thinking, but that's contrary to our survival. I'm not going to pay any attention to it. It doesn't do that. It processes whatever it is you send to it, and it's unconditionally non-judgmental. And so how do you minimize what you think you have? And by the way, what you got is instead of a heart attack, so I'd be pretty happy. I'd be pretty happy because if you had a heart attack, heart checkout, brain knows, everybody else got checkout too. The liver starts shutting down and it's just a matter of moments and you'll be gone. You cannot harbor on less than positive thoughts and feelings. Now, I wanted to get back to the cell level. Glenn, I know you know about pH. So if we drew a pH scale, a vertical line, 0 at one end, 14 at the other, 7 in the middle is neutral. Below 7 is acid.
Right.
The pH of the blood is 7.35 to 7.45. It never changes. If it changes, you only have moments left to live. I've experienced it. I saw it happen. And it turned out to be true. The situation with my mother. 7.35 to 7.45, and it never changes. So we have protein buffers. We have at least 7 to 10 buffers to buffer the acid that we create by the lifestyle we choose to make. If
right.
you deviate 7.34, 7.56, you're dead. It's just a matter of time. And so your system, your buffering system, does everything it can for the blood to stay at that level. But in the meantime, it will give you every condition known to man instead of a heart attack. So with that being said, you know, my body responds perfectly to the stimulus I give it. Maybe I can give it some more positive stimulus as opposed to more bare stimulus. Number one, bare in a human's life is less than positive emotion. Period. About anything. Who knows that? They duped me into believing college was going to be easy. I did a junior college here at Forest Park, and my first class was Logic 101. I sat in the front row, and everything made sense. I got an A in both semesters. Next semester, they give me engineering physics, advanced calculus. I'm going, oh, shoot, that stuff you got to study. The medical doctors know very little. No. It should be in my chart that all meds are taken off my list. I don't need more poison. I need more whole food supplements.
Right, right.
And they had a Is that Glenn?
And I was sitting here thinking, have no anxiety about anything, but in all things through prayer with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. You know, and then things like love your enemies, forgive. You know, love your enemies. You know, you're talking about negative thoughts and stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
forgiving.
You don't have to like them.
No, But you can proclaim. Yeah, you can forgive. And these are the things that are so hard. You know that. You know, responding to a troublemaker can really put you into a fight or flight. You know.
And who gets to choose how you respond? You do. We've just been conditioned to respond to promote ill health. We've been conditioned to respond the way most everybody does. It takes training. It takes practice. Perfect practice. That brief conversation you just heard, they unilaterally, arbitrarily, saw my nutrition bag open. You can't have those. I've had them since the middle of January. No, the middle of December. Why the change now? Well, it's our policy. Well, it's not in my chart. And then Dr. Bruce Basker, who's the case management for most of the people here, he says, that's too close. Open, please. Thank you. He says, the only reason why I'm prescribing this medication to you is because that's what they prescribe in the other facility. But what happened to the rest of that communication? Oh, by the way, this whole food supplements have been approved. So when they took my supplements away, I stopped putting poison in my body. Again, drugs help keep you alive if you need them. And then you figure out why you need them. And then after a while, you won't need them. So you stop taking the drugs. It's like, oh, why are you taking high blood pressure medication? Because you stop making high blood pressure regulating drugs. Oh, yeah, that's right. Nobody asked that question. It seems like that if it worked, you take it for a year or two, and then you stop because your blood pressure would normalize. As long as you continue the same lifestyle, the same thoughts, the same reactions on every word. You said some earlier, John, how words matter. If only we knew. If only we knew. We've heard of a word picture. A word picture. Well, let's back up a little bit. A picture is worth a thousand words. So you look at this picture, and you can come up with a thousand words to describe that picture. Well, a picture is worth a thousand words, and there are word pictures. When you say a word, you get a picture. Ooh, I tried doing the math. It was too high a math for me. Words have energy. Thoughts are things. We just have to learn what works for us, because it always works, which direction we want to work toward. Toward creating acidosis, which anything in the body, leaky gut, bronchial issues, anything is too much for the body to deal with if it's excess acid. So I'm a clinical nutritionist. They had a nerve to, out of the, maybe 50 or so different whole food supplements, you're probably familiar with Standard Process, a company in Palmyra, Wisconsin, grow all their food and animals, low heat process, put it in the bottle. I've been taking it since 1985. Before this little stint in the hospital, I had never been to the hospital in my life. I'll be sure to avoid tumbling down 30-foot hills and running into things harder than me, because I only want to experience, no, I didn't want to experience it. I don't want to experience this again. This is not my cup of tea. And then he says, well, here, let me give you three of these. How in the heck, I mean, how do you know what you don't know? You don't know anything about whole food supplements. You feed people in this institution whatever you put together. I took beef and pork off my list, and I'm certainly not taking any more medications, which carry with it direct effects. There's no such that we've been duped in believing that there are side effects. There's no such thing. You run into that piece of furniture, what's your direct effect? You're going to have a big old hickey on your head. You're going to have a contusion. And you got to recover from that. Trauma is the only condition that's not psychosomatic. But it's included on Hans Selye's list of things to avoid. things to avoid. You greetings. You want to avoid less than positive emotions about anything, anytime. If you don't believe me, go through the day. My statement is, how you doing? Oh, bare minimum, great. Or some people say, how you doing? Okay. You need to go back to bed.
Oh, I like to say, terrible. Let me tell you all about it. Could take a few hours. And then...
and well, then the both of y'all go down in the hole.
We got a break. Doctor,
I got to take off.
Break.
Take care, gentlemen. Bye-bye.
All right. Nice talk to you, Glenn.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Friday, the 19th day of February. Doctor, we got about 3.5 minutes, sir, to get out the word. You want to get out this week, sir?
Wow, what an exciting hour.
Yes, sir.
You know, we always make sure we scripted just perfectly. No, just kidding. It's totally impromptu. But it's important for people to understand that they are the captains of their survival. If you turn your hands over to doctors who really don't know, then you subject yourself to things that are direct effects of what they think they know. The chiropractors are doctors. In fact, we go to classroom hours, probably 128 hours longer. Only difference is that we do our internship last 2.5 years of school. And that's an advantage because you can study in the morning and then go work your craft on real people in the environment. And so I've been living with this body for 70 years, and I know what works and I know what doesn't work. And so I'm implementing everything that I know, and I know I will come out of this much better, 100% shining, spotless, Dr. Wilbert. And so if everybody just took control of their health and realized that they are the captains of their ship, ask your doctor the next time you're taking medications, why am I taking them? Well, of course, you're not making them. Why am I not making them? Yeah, you stop making them because you stop making them. Simple. You stop making them because you stop. Well, why did I stop making them? Well, here, let me get back with you on that. You make everything necessary for optimum survival. We are perfect stimulus response organisms, and I know I read somewhere where it said every resident will say, I am not sick. And so adopt it now. I am not sick. I'm surviving. Once I get past the survival level, then I can thrive and live my life the way it was designed to be. It was a super-duper fun hour, John. I look forward to the next one.
Yes, sir.
Realize we have control over our lives. Don't hand
Absolutely.
It over to the doctor.
No, don't do that. Thank you, doctor. We appreciate you being with us. We look forward to having you back next Friday. Thank you very much.
Okay, though. Have a great one.
Thank you, sir. Well, it's been a great week. Everybody in the Midwest is dealing with really crazy winter weather, but we'll get through this. We will get through this. And next week we'll have our usual roundup of guests. I'm so happy we got Jeff Nyquist with us now on the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. He's been a great addition to the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We hope to have Jeffrey Prather with us next Friday. We attempted to get him today, but we had technical difficulties and things just weren't working exactly like we would have liked them to work. But I've been following Jeffrey Prather's work now for a couple of months, and we shall see. Okay. In the meantime, get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. And God bless America.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.